Zach, I'll start with you. Just, you know, you fit in. You've had a few games. Now you get in on the power play. You get that goal, and just reading and anticipating. Is that something you worked on? Because you obviously seem to read the play well, and it's kind of an easy tap in one after a nice tic tac toe passing.
Yeah, no, I think obviously this power play has been together for a really long time, and they have great chemistry. So just trying to fit in and just trying to find lanes, practice it a lot. And the backside is obviously, you know, Leon, Connor, Nuge, all those guys can make backdoor passes. So just be able to find a lane for those guys, and whether they shoot it past the goal or find me, it was good to get the first one, obviously.
And Connor, you talked this morning or yesterday, I think it was, how it was important to have a better start this season. For long stretches, you guys had that game in control, you know, maybe a little hiccup in the third, but what did you think of your overall effort tonight compared to last year?
Yeah, I thought the game was better. I thought our intensity was better. I liked our game overall. I just didn't like the penalties, but our penalty kill was unbelievable. Smitty, obviously, as well, you know, holding us in there, and they get a lucky bounce, and it kind of kickstarts their game. So ultimately, I thought our game was pretty good.
Sorry if this is awkward because he's sitting next to you, Connor, but can you just discuss kind of the three phases that Zach affected the game tonight on the penalty kill and the power play and kind of what you're expecting?
Yeah, he was dominant. I thought, again, obviously it's a little weird, but you know, anytime a player can come in and play in all three phases of the game and do what he did, it's impressive and it's massive for a team. So he played great.
And Zach, for you, I guess I wonder just what the emotion is like when you bang that goal in. Leon was right there to give you a big. What did that feel like after scoring so many goals for just one organization?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And especially because it was a big goal in the game, put us up two. The guys have just been so welcoming to me since I've got here. So just to score a big goal in the first game and get the first one kind of out of the way was awesome. And a lot of excitement, obviously. And, you know, it feels like I've been here for a while already, and it's only really been one real game. So, yeah, it was great.
Connor, can you react to the thought that I think you expressed coming in that last year you lost this game and you won one of your first four, I think it was. just to come back and get the 2 points out of this thing and the way it sort of happened, you were playing that game that you wanted to play all the way there and then zip, all of a sudden you're in overtime. Can you just reflect on that and where you are going forward, because you did get the win?
Yeah, it's so important to get the first one out of the way. I thought, like I said, we played a great game kind of all the way through, just kind of undisciplined and took too many penalties. I mean, you're going to give a good power play, you know, 5-6 looks like we did, especially at a time where they really needed one. They're going to find a way to get one, maybe a lucky bounce, but, the penalty kill did a great job for us. Really held them at bay, and they get a bounce, and it kickstarts their whole game. I thought we were able to kind of roll them over, especially, you know, the line's over, especially early in the second, and again, a penalty kind of hurts us. So, obviously we need to be a little more disciplined, but I liked our game.
As a game one, can you just evaluate it overall?
What's that, sorry?
As a game one, did you do most of the things you guys wanted to do?
I would say so. I thought our 5-on-5 game was good. I thought our penalty kill was good, and our power play went 50%. So, overall, that's a pretty good start. We get the win. Obviously, we would have liked to not have to do it in a shootout, but, we'll take them as they come.
Connor, can you talk about the importance of the win song that you chose as a team tonight with La Bamba, obviously Joey's favorite tune?
Yeah, I think it's pretty fitting with Joe and his legacy here in Edmonton, and obviously it's a song that's pretty close to our hearts, and it's something that means a lot to us, and every time we win. No one liked a win better than Joey Moss, so it's a good little tribute to him.
Cameras caught you stretching the shoulder out a little bit a few times, maybe took an odd bump. What happened, and all good there?
All good.
Sure. Connor, I know I asked you this on the ice, so I apologize for the repeat question, but just playing in front of these fans again, what did that mean to you guys?
Yeah, it meant a lot. I think you know, to feel the energy in the building again, to, you know, have that that emotion back. It's exciting. You know, it makes it so much better. I think, you know, we really truly miss the fans, and they were great tonight.
Zach, going back to your power play goal, you talked about having to be ready. Even when the lanes aren't there, do you almost have to, like, catch yourself off guard in terms of being ready for a pass when it's a guy like 97 and 29 flanking the power play?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, there's a bunch of different things you can do in front of the net, whether it's, you know, deciding whether you have to take the goalie's eyes away or find a lane for one of them. You know, Connor, Leon, Nuge, they all rotate their positions, and you know when Tice has it, it's usually when I'll be in front, and then when those guys have it, you know, read what they want to do, if they want to shoot it, pass it, that type of thing. And yeah, it was obviously the right read on that play, and it's different with every play.
Does it feel to get the first one out of the way in the first game?
Yeah, it's nice. It's always nice, no matter where you are. It's always nice to score and get the first one out.
Zach, what are the things, you played a long time in front of no fans, and now you get a night tonight, you know, 16,000 people, big win. What are the things that make it different from where you sit, like from the bench? What are the things that make an NHL player just enjoy having a crowd more than not?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a bunch of things, but for me, it's the little things. You know, whether you're going on the forecheck and you make a play and the fans, you know, realize it, or things like that, and just every hit, you know, there's sound in the building, there's life. You know, when you score a goal, it's the roof's going to come off. Like, it's just awesome. I mean, hockey's meant to be played in front of fans, and we have, my first game as Edmonton Oilers, it was awesome to see how passionate the fans are, and they're outside here banging on the glass still. So, great first experience being an Oiler.
Connor, a lot is made about, you know, who's playing with who, especially in the top six. But when you see that second line produce and perform the way they did, what does that mean to you guys as a team?
Well, I thought they were fantastic. I mean, Nugent, Yamo, and Himes, I mean, they played great. You know, created a lot of chances, a lot of momentum for our group. You know, I think it's a line that can be dangerous for us.